Keys. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Queen, and I have some special guests tonight. We have Leslie Duffy, we have Deborah Mikhail Lexing, and we have Connie Maynor. How is everybody?
Great.
Good?
Fine.
Anybody good?
Yeah.
Great.
So Deborah, are you there?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay, and Mikhail, how you doing?
I am great. All things considered, we're living a dream right now.
That's wonderful. And thank you. Thank you for the invite. Dawn, I told Dawn about you inviting her over for the showcase.
Yeah, it's gonna be October 28th.
She's asking some questions, so we'll have to answer.
Yeah, we had to move the date because we're moved into a new studio home. So it's going to be October 28th, right before Halloween, and we're going to dress up and we're going to have a good time. Yeah. So we just locked in the date today, but it's going to be October 28th. Everybody's listening. They're invited. Okay. I would love for y'all to come to this listening party, and we're going to have a really, really, really great time. We're going to listen to all genres of music and Brown Table, the dopest studio I've ever been in, and I've been in every studio in Chicago. But I finally have a home in Indianapolis that I can vibe anytime I walk in that place.
So it's in Indianapolis, right?
Yes, Indianapolis,
Indianapolis.
Yes, and everybody can look it up. It's the round, the Round Table.
How many people are going to be there?
Oh, we're going to have 50 people, and we're going to have special guests, and I'm planning for you and I and Miss Dawn to actually, we're going to hold a live podcast at the studio that day during a listening party.
A live podcast. Okay. And did you cover any of that? Because I've been sending messages about what you want to do.
Well, I just got, we just switched, and today
decide.
Right. So I'm hoping, wink, wink, everything goes through, but I just locked down the location, everything today, and the artist today. So right now, the way we're looking, we're going to have Do or Die is going to be there in Chicago. It's going to be a rap group. And Twista, that I actually, back in the day, when I first started, when I came back home from Germany, me and him, we actually did a couple of records together. So I just confirmed that on the 28th. So he's going to be there also.
Oh,
And a lot of people know Twister. You know, he's like a rap legend.
Okay.
And
all right.
So I'm kind of aging myself.
Decide how we're
going to
go. I hate it, right? So.
Right. So Pamela, yeah, Pamela's going to get in contact with you. She's going to handle
right, but,
everything.
Yeah, let us know about the cost.
Yeah, Pamela's handling all the logistics. So she's going to be getting in contact with you tonight or the next day.
Okay. Great. Okay, that's wonderful. And we have Dr. Leslie Duffy. She wants to ask you a couple of questions. I think you have two or three questions for
yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Really nice to talk to you again. Is this the most exciting project that you're working on right now, or did you want to share anything else that you're working on?
Actually, I'm working with two artists, and she was on the show like before, Savannah. We actually got in the studio, and it was like so exciting. The whole studio pretty much shut down. Everybody wanted to see her. And I'm like, okay, she's like my daughter to me. Get out. It was one of those situations. And I'm so excited to work with her because it gets me away from the, I've been doing rap music for so long. And it's so much more to me than rap. I love rock and other genres. So I'm working with Savannah and Takata. And actually, he's my altered ego. So he's an R&B guy. So we're giving music for sexy, like ladies like yourself. Y'all can go to sleep on his music with your other half. And that's the music I'm making with him. And it will be no other way. And I know he's going to chime in and be like, yes, yes, Lorenzo. Exactly. And I'm looking so forward for you guys to really come here and see these guys really in person with a listening party, because it's more than just a studio. We have a million artists out here that can sing and be auto-tuned, but it's no more artists that can really truly give you a show. And the artists that I'm dealing with now, they're better performers in live than what you'll ever hear them on the radio.
That's amazing.
You know, it's to me, it's about legacy and now. And I really mean that. And I keep telling everyone, I was like, hell, next year, every reggaeton artist, everybody's going to be coming for me for music. Everybody really is really coming for me for music now. And now I have to hold myself back. To say, I have to save this music for my artists. I've been writing more creative now, and outside of drama, I have to admit, I've just been writing with love, and the music is coming out totally different now.
Music from the heart, you can't beat that.
You can't beat it. I've been writing music. Yeah, I've been writing music, being in the dark place and being hurt for years. And so now it's sounding different. Even our studio session the other day with Savannah, it was other producers coming in. It was like, who wrote for you? So, you know, the music game, nobody is my age. And I'm saying I'm 50 something. We don't leave it at that. But to me, it feels so good when I see these little 20-year-old guys that we're really trying to. I'm gonna pass as much knowledge as I can to them. When I hear them say, hey, that was dope. That track was dope. This was dope. And I'm like, okay, hopefully when you're my age, you're gonna be doing it 50 million times better than what I'm doing it. Because I'm trying to instill in you with, you know, Lacura Entertainment, when I first came home from Germany, what they instilled to me. And Lacura Entertainment, and it's all ghostwriters. So Lacura Entertainment was R. Kelly's ghostwriter. When I came home, it was a 65-year-old man, and I'm 24, 25 at the time. I didn't believe it until I went to the studio with him and met R. Kelly, and it was just, man, this dude is kind of dope. So now I see myself in the same role now. I am writing for younger artists, and And I want to pass the torch now.
That's awesome. You talked about some of your successes. You know, think life can tell you a lot about.
And how many years have you been doing this?
I've been doing music ever since I was 15. So I'm kind of dated. I've been doing music for really like 40 years of my life. And professionally, 30 years of my life. It's been professional. Yeah, and it started me as a DJ. So I started DJing, and from Gary, Chicago, and then I went overseas DJing, got signed to Black Moon Records, came back home, still DJed, and I decided to, because the people that I met, they was like, you're more suited to be a producer. Skip being an artist, start producing.
You have your own studio too, right?
I have a studio in Gary, Indiana. My home studio is like doper than probably any studio you can go to, because I always invested in myself to a fault at times, but I always believed in it, invested in myself.
Very dedicated.
Yeah.
So we wanted to go to Deborah. She's on the air. Deborah, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, and how you doing?
Well, pretty good. I'm glad to be able to join you again on a broadcast.
Yeah, you're just wonderful to have on. It's been a long time.
I know. I think appreciate the invite.
You're welcome. And we have Dr. Leslie Duffy. She has a couple of questions for you, two or three.
Okay.
Hi, Deborah.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about your work with St. Jude and how you became an advocate?
Well, yes. For one thing, I'm an advocate for St. Jude more than a volunteer, but I'd love to volunteer someday too. But the main thing is, of course, to get word out and let people know about it and those kind of children's organizations that do so much good across the country and even globally. And so I became an advocate and began thinking about it a lot because as a child, I was ill a lot, and I also realized about the compassions of Jesus at age 7, and I wanted to help other people, and it made me more sensitive to other people who were ill, especially children. And then I was sick a lot and developed pneumonia at age 7 and was hospitalized. It was the most lonely experience of my life, Dr. Leslie Duffy and Teresa. And it was just a horrible thing to go through. And so growing up, I began to think more about this and then wanted to contribute in some way to these causes when I became aware of it more. And my cousin Roxana passed away recently in March. And I was really upset about that because she was a really strong, supportive person for me when I was growing up as a little kid who was shy. And she would come out during the summers and she would cheer me up and she would draw me out every year. It was amazing how she would do that. And she was very kind about singing to me and all the songs of the time and also television themes I love so much. So the patience she took made me think about other organizations that make children happy besides the ones that also help them cope with cancer. And I thought about donating her memory to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I did that, and I honor my cousin, Roxana Hemmer, and they make children happy during times of stress, and the families also, and serious critical illnesses. So at wish.org is we can go to find that one. And I did it to make her family, happy too, to cheer them up during a bad time. I'm part of that family also. So again, it all ties together. And again, St. Jude's Research Hospital for Children, Children's Research Hospital, is another wonderful one that does so much to not only treat children with critical illnesses without charging the families anything at all for shelter, food, and housing, but they also do so much to do research to stop cancer, prevent it, to wipe it out. And I encourage everybody to go up to stjude.org. It was a wonderful video about the founding of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And how Denise Thomas began to think about, developing this into what it is today. He was the founder, remarkable man and opened in 1962, over 70 years, helping children at no cost, they can't afford to pay, and also how they began to develop this wonderful idea. And it's become global. It's across the country. People are reached out to go and get treatment for the children at no cost. And so, again, that's stjude.org, named after the saint of hopeless causes. That seems, you know, suiting, fitting a name for that. And it's a wonderful story. Go there, find the video, and what you can do to help. And also, next month is a good time to mention this. In September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is coming up just around the corner in September. A good time to also bring all this up, and thanks for letting me share about that today, because it's time to bring up awareness and attention to these remarkable, wonderful causes to help men. So again, I want to mention that today, and also others are the Ronald McDonald House Charities provide housing for children who are alone and don't want their families away, be with their families when they're critically ill. So they help a lot. You can go there and find that. Link to McDonald's restaurants at one time. Now it's a nonprofit. And also the Shriners Children's Hospitals do a great deal. They're an advertiser on television a lot. So we see those little boys advertising. So again, it's Shriners Children's. Again, you can find it by going up and looking for them. But there's just so many. I can just touch on a few that I'm not as haven't been so involved with as much, but maybe soon. I'm an advocate for all those. I believe in it very strongly. As a little girl who spent time in the hospital alone at age 7, so away from her parents for a while with pneumonia. So I think what that was like, you know. So I do understand, and I really feel for them.
Do you have another question, Dr. Leslie? I think you had a couple of other questions for Deborah.
Yes. So Deborah, the best way, if anybody out there is listening and interested in getting involved with St. Jude's, they should go to the website. If they make a donation, that would be really helpful.
They do have a lot of information up there. I encourage you to watch the video. It's just so inspiring. Dr. Leslie, and of course, yes, that's a way to guide you into what you can do. If you can't go there and be a personal volunteer, which I'd love to do, but I can't right now, living out here in California. But again, you can find all kinds of ways to help. So definitely go to the website. And wish.org for Make-A-Wish, and Shriners Children's Hospitals, and Ronald McDonald's House Charities. You can find all that by looking it up there by those names. And UC Davis out here in California, Children's Hospitals, do a wonderful job too. And they also treat children regardless of the ability to pay. So it's a wonderful, the wonderful jobs they're doing out there.
And I think there's one more question for you.
Yes, you kind of answered it, though, about how you
got carried away. Sorry about that.
And how you got involved. It's just so amazing that through our darkest moments, we can shed light to people, and that gives us a compassion and empathy that we would not have otherwise.
Exactly, because before I realized who Jesus was, my Christianity, I saw a movie called King of Kings. Maybe you've seen that one. It's been reruns a lot on television. And I saw it when I was age 7, and it opened my eyes to the suffering of children. I saw a little ad for a child in a wheelchair. I went to a little store not long after that. And I couldn't give my dime. I was given a dime or a quarter to spend on myself. And I looked at that picture of the little child with the braces in a wheelchair. I never really paid attention before. And I put the quarter of the dime in that spot. My mom said, "You can't get it out of there now, you know." And I nodded. I knew that. But it opened me up. It wasn't me. It was because I had just seen the movie and about Jesus. I wanted to get my Sunday school books up. And it made me think differently. It does transform. Because we tend to be selfish. All of us can have self-centered tendencies. Little kids, you want to buy toys, but for some reason, that wasn't me doing that. I put that little dime or nickel into the spot for the child with the braces in the wheelchair. So yes, it does. It really transforms your life, Jesus, and become a Christian, and get aware of his compassion and love. So it really did a lot for me, and it changes your whole life.
You're so
That's
right.
Wonderful, Deborah.
God bless you.
No, not me, just thank him. I wouldn't be here today talking about this. So, yeah. So just please give and please become aware of these organizations. They do need your help all the time. And September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It's coming up soon. But always, you know, try to remember to help them any way, any small amount, whatever you can do. Volunteer, that's wonderful also.
That is great. So I have to pay my monthly fee because I'm obligated. So, because I have so many friends involved with the organization also. And when you all do the women's runs and everything else in Chicago, I'm always a sponsor. You know, the Groove Lab, we always sponsor any event that you all have. And it's near and dear to me because I work with children today outside of the music, and I'm going to continue to work with children outside of the music.
That's wonderful.
So I thank you.
Well, no, I just want to do what I do. A while back, I was doing a program where I live in Staunton that's called the Briar Day Hope for Tomorrow, that I hope to revise someday to reach out to our own community. It has a lot of situations going on all the time. Every community does. And Teresa was aware of that one. So we've done a lot here together. And I'm so grateful to be on her show now, this way.
Yes. Yeah, we went to the same school, the radio and TV department, and we did a lot of projects and fun stuff. Theater, radio theater.
Oh, yeah.
So it was fun.
She did quite a job. And you can still find some of that with her remarkable performances.
Mm-hmm. I still have those.
I hope to do more, Teresa.
So, for Leslie, is there anything that you want to add on to? We have 3 minutes left.
I just want to say,
party?
You know, go ahead. As a volunteer myself, like, some of the best therapy you can get is just to forget about your problems, just to focus on, you know, somebody else. That's so powerful. And for me as a Christian, just to show the love of Jesus and just to be his humble servant is really important to me. And I hope that this will really inspire anybody who's listening, because it definitely inspired me tonight.
Yes.
Your inspiration, Dr. Deffin, you do so much too for people who are underserved. I know you have a clinic in South Carolina, right? Am I correct?
In Oklahoma, yes. I volunteer at a clinic that is for patients that are uninsured.
Oh, you're remarkable. You do amazing work. Mm-hmm. I love you. We shared a bit about that before.
So it goes back in the same thing. Please let me know if anything we can do. As far as I have to, as far as me and my company and other businesses that I have, anything we can do to help, especially you guys are part of my network. So if I need to donate some, please feel free to call me. Like, anytime.
Thank you. God bless you guys. And we're almost at the end of the show. So any last words?
Just God bless all of you. And thank you for letting me join you today, Teresa.
Next time. Yeah.
God bless all. Everybody go to the Groove Lab, THA, groovelab.com.
I love having you. How's that? Say it again.
I want everybody to go to the Groove Lab, thagroovelab.com. So everything we're talking about, everything is going to be on the website. And I want you all to send me the links and so we can post it for the world to see it.
Wonderful. That's great. So anyway, good night, everybody, and God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.